Judges chapter 7, verses 8 to 15. So, Gideon has his army reduced now to the 300. And they took over the provisions and trumpets of the others. Right. Now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. During that night the Lord said to Gideon, "Get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah, and listen to what they are saying. Afterwards, you will be encouraged to attack the camp." And of course, Gideon was afraid. We've seen this. He's a weak man in himself. He's a fearful man. He has doubts, severe doubts. He questions. He has no confidence. He is a small man in his own estimation. He knows his limitations. He feels his weakness. And God knows it. But God has chosen this man. He's called upon this man. He's pitched upon this man to use him to deliver Israel from the Midianites at this time. And this weak man, this fearful man, this doubter, this questioning man, is the very man that God will use. God is going to do it. "I am going to give that camp into your hands." Now, that's what he says in verse 9. But just before that, he says, "Get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands." You see, it's this synergism again. It's not either or. It's not Gideon. It's not simply God. God is going to do the giving. God has got the power. But Gideon has to go down and fight. It's this synergism, I say. It's not, oh, let go and let God. It's not, sit back and God will do it. There are teachers who teach this kind of stuff. And it's wrong, completely wrong. We are God's fellow workers. Okay, Paul sows, Apollos waters, whatever it is, yes. But it's God who gives the increase. But God gives the increase through the men who sow and water. We get the same in Matthew 28. All power is given unto me, says Christ. Go ye, therefore. I have the power. I'll bring sinners and save them. I don't need you. But no, no. You have to go throughout the world and preach the gospel to every creature and baptize them and teach them and all the rest of it after their conversion. And here it is with Gideon. If you are afraid to attack, well, of course, Gideon was afraid. And so he followed God's instructions. He took Purah down. He heard the men dreaming, repeating the dream, rather. And the dream was that the barley loaf had rolled down the hill and smashed into the tent and broken all down. And this dream, his friend responded, verse 14, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands." That's how the Midianites saw it. God has given this camp. God has given this army of Midianites into the hand of Gideon. And this is the sword of Gideon. This is Gideon getting victory over us. And I will say this, verse 15. When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he believed God. He was encouraged by what he heard. He took it home to his heart and his mind. He worshipped God. And there he's very thankful and grateful. God has given the camp into Gideon's hands. But again, it's synergism. God has given. So Gideon sat back and watched. No, no. When Gideon heard the dream, he worshipped. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up! The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands." And away he went. You see, it is this synergism. Because God has given, then once again, let's go. Let's fight. We have to do our part. But God has given us the victory. Go ye therefore, I repeat, Matthew 28, because all power is given unto me, therefore, because God has given the Midianites into Gideon's hand, therefore Gideon arouses the men, he believes, and he ventures, and he triumphs. I want to be encouraged by this. I know my labors are feeble in the extreme. I confess it. I'm not looking for flattery here. I'm speaking the truth. But God can use the weakest. I know he is sovereign, absolutely. I don't have direct encouragement like Gideon does here. But nevertheless, I'm facing the equivalent of the Midianites, sinners with the gospel, saints with the gospel, and I want to break down error and nonsense and danger and trouble and false doctrine. I want to see sinners saved, and I want to see the saints edified. I want God glorified in this. What can I do? Nothing. What power have I got? None. But all power is given unto Christ. I therefore want to sow the seed, I want to water it, I want to preach the gospel, I want to live the gospel, I want to converse the gospel, I want to write the gospel, and may God use my feeble efforts. I'm saying this not for me, my brothers and sisters, but for you as well. Go labor on, spend and be spent. You are weak, you are doubting, you are fearful, maybe you feel like Gideon. You're facing a great host of Midianites. But look to the power of God, trust in him. And go labor on, spend and be spent, your joy to do the Master's will. May we be encouraged, brother and sister, by Gideon here. By God through Gideon here. God using this dream, even using the pagans to be a blessing to Gideon. And may this little discourse on Judges 7, 8 to 15, may it punch far above its weight. May it travel far and do good. And may it be a blessing to many. Fear removed. By the hand of God, yes. Let us have our fear subdued, brother and sister. And let us work for Jesus today. Amen.